from our five-state radio news center, it's the Breakfast News with Gary Matthews.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Breakfast News. It is being brought to you this morning by the South Dakota Farm Bureau and Black Hills Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Wind advisory in effect today, and we also have a chance for rain as we're overcast at our studios. The Sturgis City Council met for their second April meeting yesterday with a pretty heavy agenda. Sturgis City Council President Becca Zerbst is joining us here this morning to take a quick look back at last night's action. Good morning. I about said good evening. Good morning, Becca. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, it's dark enough outside.
It is. I was trying to sail through the day without having to do much. Well, let's start with some informational reports. The council got a great presentation last night on the housing study that dropped last week by the folks at the Augustana Research Institute and the SEDC. And I know you on the council were waiting for this report, and it kind of stressed what we already know. We have a problem here in Sturgis.
We do. Yeah. We do. You know, and I just want to say thank you to SEDC and Amanda England, the director, for, you know, spearheading that, and to Augustana as well. You know, it's a lot of information, but like you said, it isn't anything that we don't already know.
Right.
We have a housing issue in our community, and it, you know, we need housing of every sort, multifamily, entry-level workforce housing. You know, we're going to, it laid out some of the trends that we're going to be seeing. And, you know, it, of course, these aren't issues that the region doesn't have as well.
Right.
You know, I think that across our Black Hills area, we're seeing the same things. But, you know, it did point out that Sturgis is behind when it comes to housing development. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is something that I think needs to be focused on. We're very fortunate to have the new housing that is going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to be looking, again, 3 to 5, a decade down the road.
Yeah. Especially when we're probably going to anticipate quite a population boom here with the growth at Ellsworth, with the B-21, Box Elder, Rapid City, Somerset, Piedmont, and we're going to be into that growth as well, I think.
Well, it is, you know, and I've always looked at development as, you know, it's like a three-legged stool. You have to, if you want the economic development, you have to be able to house the workers, you know, the employees that want to come in. And we've seen that as an issue with businesses. So it really needs to be a focus. I was glad to see in that report that SEDC, you know, again, as they've spearheaded this, you know, it takes the economic development side of it as well. So it's something to keep at the forefront. The city next year will be looking at, and they will be redoing the comprehensive plan.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of the guiding document for our town. And so to have the housing study come out now, it's great timing.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to look into that, I believe you folks have posted it on your website.
It is, yes.
Okay. So you can, and there's a lot of information to digest. So if you've got some time, definitely take a look at it. There's a lot of good information
there. Absolutely.
You guys got the sales tax report last night from Adam, our new finance director,
mm-hmm.
and the BBB looks good. We were just a touch down in the overall sales tax, so
we
February.
Were. Yes, we were, and I think, you know, that's not a big surprise given the state of the economy right now.
And February is one of those slower months in Sturgis as well.
Yes, that's right.
The better months are coming, though, I think, there.
Yes, yes.
All right, one of the big ones you folks had yesterday, of course, was the resolution, and this is the resolution to keep things going for the city of Sturgis as we transition from a city manager form of government to an aldermanic form. And I believe I'm pretty sure it's unanimous among the council that we're probably going to need a city administrator, which is different than a city manager, and that's what this resolution does that you folks passed last night.
Yes, yes. So the resolution we passed is for a transitional period,
mm-hmm.
as we go from one form of city government to another form. And that is per the election last week. You know, we now fall under a strong mayor aldermanic form of government. And, you know, that isn't something that the city is just kind of making up as we go along. It is very clear in Title IX of state codified law. So state law tells us, here's the mayor's powers, here's, you know, everything that we have to follow. And so the resolution we passed last night, it touches on hiring a city administrator, but that decision will fall under the new city council.
Correct.
That will be sworn in May 6th. My hope is that they also, you know, mm-hmm. it's their decision. But
right.
But I think when you look at our community, we have complexities with the rally and just other things that towns of our size
don't have
deal with. Yes. So a city administrator, I believe, would be something really beneficial. But it is important that people note that we're not just swapping out the word city administrator for city manager. Mm-hmm. The duties are very different.
Right.
So that needs to be something that's kept in mind.
Absolutely, of course. So we'll continue to follow that, of course. And again, this is a temporary resolution. And again,
yes.
You folks passed it because we have to keep city government going.
Yes.
Because once you canvass the election last night, that officially ended the city manager form of government. It's no more.
Right.
So, I mean, and this isn't an overnight thing.
Right, exactly.
For people who are out there who think city government just goes, brut, brut, that's
no,
it.
Exactly.
This is going to be a multi-month process,
it
if
is.
Not up to a year.
That's right. You know,
yeah.
And so we put in there September as kind of a date for the transition to be completed. But, you know, that may not be a hard and fast
sure.
date either, like you
yeah.
said. It very well could be a year or so
yeah.
for that
date. All right. We'll continue to keep folks updated. A couple other things here. You folks approved signing a contract with Devil's Tower National Monument. This is for the mayor's ride. We are sending riders to Devil's Tower this year instead of Mount Rushmore. There's a reason for that, though.
That's right. So as you travel down 385, you're going to see that there's a pretty wide swath that's under construction.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a multi-year project. So it's from around Pactola. And so it just isn't safe for motorcycles to go on. They're going to be heading north.
Rerouting.
Yep. You know, they'll have the events out there. And that is a beautiful
ride. It is. It's
area.
A beautiful ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they'll go to Devil's Tower this year instead of Mount Rushmore. And again, the reason is that construction on 385 is multi-year, and it doesn't stop for the rally.
Yes,
so
that's right.
There's going to be a lot of gravel and stuff there that's not
yes.
good
yep.
for motorcycle
yep.
riders.
Yep.
All right. Council approved the licensing agreement with Tom's Tees. I know that's something you've been working on for a couple months.
Sure. Yes. You know, it has to do with the rally marks that the city holds. And so it's, again, just licensing issues mm-hmm. with the businesses that utilize those.
Yep. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the council also authorized the professional services agreement with Kickflip. Now, this is the LLC that is handling our event marks for the rally.
Yes, that's
Got
right.
It.
So they'll be looking, as you know, it's from the 85th through the 89th rally.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be multi-year taken care of, you know, with one agency.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be continuity there. I think that we all know, you know, the annual marks. We see those every year. And so I believe, good to have one agency undertaking that.
Okay. All right. With that about wraps it up what you folks tackled last night. The one thing I will mention, though, is Cleanup Week is just around the corner, isn't it?
That's right. It's
in
coming
May,
up
I believe.
Pretty fast.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So if you have any questions there, you can definitely contact the folks over at Sturgis Public Works. And
yep.
the yard waste bins are back out. That's a sure
yes.
sign of spring.
Yes, that's right. Yes, they're getting ready to go. Cleanup Week is May 6th through the 10th.
Yep.
I believe the citywide yard sale is May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone start getting ready for spring and summer.
Spring is in the air.
Yes.
Becca, thank you for joining us this morning. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful morning.
Thank you. You too. That is Sturgis City Council President Becca Zerps joining us on The Breakfast News, which continues after this.